With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. Three men were sentenced yesterday for selling vehicles on the internet after replacing the vehicle's odometers in order to sell the vehicles at a higher price. In an attempt to avoid detection, the vehicles would be registered in several different names and then ultimately sold to the unsuspecting public. The public would not have purchased the vehicles had they known the true mileage of the vehicles. 50-year-old Jarrett Schreiber of Parkersburg was sentenced to 6 months in federal prison and 6 months of home confinement after he pled guilty to wire fraud. Evidence proved Schreiber was involved in the sale of at least 17 vehicles. He was ordered to repay almost $91,000 in restitution to the victims, of which he paid $45,000 yesterday. 33-year-old David Strangeland of Cedar Falls was sentenced to 1 month in federal prison after he pled guilty to conspiracy to commit odometer fraud. He was involved in the sale of at least 21 vehicles, was ordered to pay just over $85,000 in restitution, of which he paid $22,400 yesterday. And 36-year-old Dustin Arnes of New Hartford received 3 years probation after he pled guilty to odometer tampering. He was involved in the sale of at least 6 vehicles, was ordered to pay $23,200 in restitution, of which he paid $14,000 yesterday. Yesterday morning in Franklin County, the Iowa State Patrol arrested 22-year-old Jaleel Spicer of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and charged him with first-degree theft. Spicer later posted bond and was released from the Hardin County Jail. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 42-year-old Ryan Mintier of Union, who was wanted on 2 warrants to serve jail time from the original charge of driving while barred. Mintier is serving a 13-day sentence at the Hardin County Jail. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors this week continue to discuss joining the landfill of North Iowa. A 28E agreement would have to be drawn up. However, the Hancock supervisors may have a lead on a recycling firm that could work with the county. The discussions are expected to continue by the Hancock County Board of Supervisors. Mason City's mayor had just returned from a trip to New York City, where he presented the key to the city to the cast and crew of the current Broadway production of The Music Man, which was created by Mason City native Meredith Wilson. Mayor Bill Schickel says he had a fabulous time along with his family and others from Mason City and representing the community.
My counterpart, Mayor George Shin, played by Meredith Mays, a Tony Award-winning actor in his own right, was able to present the key to him in a ceremony right before the show and extend an invitation to the rest of him and the rest of the cast to attend our band festival next year.
Schickel says it made him proud to be a Mason Cityan. Wednesday was the 120th anniversary of Wilson's birth. Schickel gave a rave review of the musical.
It was beyond fantastic. Honestly, I'd never been to a Broadway show before, but it was very, you know, all of the actors, it was exciting. It was just, and it just made me be proud from River City.
The musical premiered on Broadway in December of 1957, running for 1,375 performances before closing in April of 1961. A 2000 Broadway revival ran for just under 700 performances. The current Broadway revival began previews on December 20th and opened on February 10th and has received 6 Tony Award nominations, including Best Revival of a Musical. Area law enforcement agencies are reminding drivers about the life-saving benefits of wearing a seatbelt this spring. The next national Click It or Ticket campaign begins Monday and will run until June 5th. According to federal numbers, in 2020, there were 10,893 unbuckled passenger vehicle occupants killed in crashes in the United States. In that same year, 58% of passenger vehicle occupants killed at night were not wearing their seatbelts. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.